Take a deep breath, baby. It's snippet time. Hello, gals. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women 40 plus, helping you drop the wine, trust yourself again, and run your life like you mean it. I love saying that. I'm Becca Jacobson. I'm running my life like I mean it, and I have a snippet for you. It is Saturday. What does that mean? It means we're talking about life in year one of sobriety. First month, second month, third month, wherever you're at, fourth month, first year. This is a delicate time, and so we need to talk about it. But before we start today, have you heard that next week I'm doing one of my legendary live events? That's right. 7 days we're going to spend together. Each day I'm going to go live, giving you inspiration, giving you micro tasks, sharing with you the Becca companion, and all of it ending in a Zoom party together where you meet each other. Gals, I won't go into it in depth right now, but I just want to let you know there's something fun and live coming up next week, and you'll be able to sign up for it very soon. And here's what I want to talk about today. Have you ever thought about your memories? They say to us, we must heal the past. We must let go of the past. It's dragging us down. It's creating our actual experiences today. They say to us, forget about the past, heal the past, and move forward. But I want to ask you a question. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, who would I be without my memories? If I woke up tomorrow and I couldn't remember all of the crap from my past, if I had no memory of it, who would I be? Well, first of all, probably pretty lonely because I wouldn't remember the people I love. But let's just say, okay, all right, let's try this. What if we could erase all of the difficult memories from the past and just keep the good ones? Who would we be then? I like that better. I like that better. Because the truth is, if you think about it, if we don't remember our past, we're actually nobody. Who am I? I mean, I am who I am because of the last 59 years I've experienced here on planet Earth. So it seems kind of bizarre to say, throw away your memories. So we don't want to do that. All right, fair enough. So what do we want to do? Well, I kind of like my idea of, okay, give me only the memories of the good things and the people I love, the good stuff. And let's toss out all the junk that makes me feel bad. Then who would I be? Oh my God, I'd be so happy. Wouldn't we be happy if that was all we carried from the past? Just the good stuff? Well, guess what, gals? That's exactly what healing is all about. Our minds are recording machines. They just record the crap from yesterday and replay it for us today. It is so monotonous, so boring, so ridiculous, and so futile, and so pointless. Somebody give me another word. I need more. Right? You get the point here. It serves no purpose other than for us to remember who we are so we don't walk around bumping into walls going, wait, who am I? Okay, so we agree that our memories do serve a purpose. But generally speaking, it's just replay after replay after replay. This is why we need to take control of our thoughts and we need to heal the past. So if you've come into sobriety, you've put down the bottle, you're doing well, you're celebrating, look at me, I'm living alcohol free, I'm doing it. If you haven't healed your past, who the hell are you and what are your days like? Are you still haunted by anything from your past? If you are, there's a lot of work to be done. And then the question becomes, well, how do I do that, Becca? Well, that's exactly and precisely what we are doing on this self-care journey. We do not come into sobriety, put down the bottle, start building a life, and ignore the garbage from our past. We cannot do it. We must heal those wounds. Now, I teach several ways to do it, but the most powerful by far is emotional releasing. Emotional healing, letting go, energy work. It's so powerful. And if we're not doing that kind of work, we could do a different, gentler version of this. We could reframe through journaling. That's valuable. We could do cognitive reframing, emotional reframing. This is visiting our past and looking at it from different perspectives. That's also powerful. But I believe the most powerful is simply allowing and releasing. How do we do that? We want to do it through guided meditation. We want to be led through this. This is not something we want to try and do alone. If we try it alone, we can end up making it worse, because the practice is to sit quietly and allow yourself to feel the wounds from the past. Well, how would you feel doing that all by yourself? Probably very anxious, probably afraid to even try it, probably worried about anxiety approaching and attacking. I always kind of giggle, and it's not a facetious giggle. When I hear the words anxiety attack, it makes me laugh, because I just visualize a monster approaching from the back and attacking us. It does feel like that. I've had my own share of anxiety attacks, and it feels horrible. But the truth is that anxiety doesn't attack us, but it is there and it's very real, and I understand that. So my message for today, I get it, this is feeling a little scattered, but I do have a focused message. And it is that we need to heal the past, and that we need to choose a path to do that. And if you've come into sobriety and you haven't done that work, where is the crash going to come? How much happiness can you experience in your day-to-day life if you haven't healed those wounds? I'm here to tell you, not very much. Oh, you can live on the surface, and you can do it, and you can stay alcohol-free for the rest of your life, but I don't know how much joy you're going to experience. Not very much. Gals, I'm here to tell you that I'm experiencing bizarre amounts of joy. I mentioned that recently here on the show. I'm having bizarre, I'm kidding when I say bizarre, but I'm having serious amounts of joy that I've never experienced before in my life. And I know why. Because I've released massive emotional wounds from the past. And I have as many as you do. This is not a competition. Who's got the most wounds to heal? If you know my story at all, you know that there was a lot of crap. I wrote a little memoir. I recorded just 13 stories from my past. There are more. They're pretty hard ones, you know? Michael, who came and killed himself right in front of me when I was 22, or the other guy, I don't even want to say his name, who violently attacked me regularly during a 8-month episode I had of my cocaine months, right? Like, these are not fun memories. Other memories are my days as a prostitute, violence, suicide, all of that stuff. Then, you know, you can go back to childhood. My mom was kind of out of her mind. So all of this stuff, we got to heal these wounds. And I tried to drink it away. I tried to beat it out of myself by being extremely violent with myself, emotionally and mentally, not physically, but I was not kind to myself, my internal self-talk, all of this stuff, whatever it is. I know you have wounds. I've never met a single woman who said, no, I'm good, all is well. Actually, I have met a couple that said, I've had a pretty good life. I got nothing to complain about. I really don't know why I'm drinking so much. No, that can happen too. Maybe you haven't had any especially traumatic experiences. That still doesn't mean you're healed. Otherwise, you wouldn't be drinking. So we can go all the way from some very traumatic thing, like a couple of the things I just mentioned of mine, to someone who's like, I had it pretty good. You know, my parents were good. I don't know. It's all good. And yet here I am running from life. That in itself is valid. Life is hard. We don't have to create problems where there aren't any problems, but we do want to be able to live with ourselves in peace and harmony, internal peace and harmony. And we need to do that by releasing in one way or another, whether it's cognitive releasing by reframing our stories with guidance, or actual emotional, energetic releasing by sitting with the energy and allowing it to dissipate, or everything in between. These are strategies we use, and we come out the other side free. Not in one moment of time, but it doesn't take that long once we start this work. But we want to be guided through this work. We want to be helped through this work. There's no point in trying to do it alone. You could read a book. You could listen to a podcast. You could get an Audible going. You can do all that stuff. You could even use a nice little GPT that's been trained to walk you through. But there ain't nothing like another human, baby. There ain't nothing like another human to walk you through this. And speaking of GPTs, I want to share with you that this recently, very recently, I deployed my first coaching GPT and I gave it to my clients. It's not for the public, only for my clients. It's called the Becca Companion. And I'm really happy with it. I spent a lot of time working with my team and we built this GPT. This is a little AI. It's in ChatGPT. And it is trained on me. It's trained on my podcast, on my lessons, on my teachings, on my writings, on everything I've kind of put out into the world over the last 4.5 years has been programmed into this GPT. And so when you go to it and you say, ah, Becca, give me something to journal on today. I'm feeling bored or I'm triggered or whatever. You can say whatever you want to it. It will respond to you like I would. This is very powerful, and I'm happy with it. I'm monitoring it. It's still in beta mode, meaning I'm keeping a very close eye on it, and I'm asking my clients to give me feedback. If it gives a weird answer, I want to know because we need to fine-tune it, but I'm happy with it. But I did not create this as a replacement for me, and there is no way you want to do your sobriety journey, whether you're drinking or you're already sober, without another human. That would not be a good idea. And so to buy a book or use a podcast or a GPT or whatever way you think you're going to do it by yourself, sure, you can start it, but I'm going to tell you that's a very lonely and a very dangerous journey. You want to be supported. And besides that, why wouldn't you want to be with another human? We laugh together, we grow together, we get to know each other. And the atmosphere, the energetic field when you're in a room with other women like you is indescribable. And of course, all of the women in my world, in my client world, the women who've joined me are in their first year of sobriety because I help them during the first 8 weeks to put down that bottle. I mean, that's what we're doing, right? And then from there, it's about, okay, now how do I grow into the woman that I want to be? How do I heal those wounds from the past? That's what we do. That's what it's all about. Basically, I mean, if you look at it, I don't really show women how to quit drinking. They come in, they quit. Then we get to work. You know how to quit drinking. Don't drink. You don't need me to tell you how to not have a drink. You need me to help you continue not drinking and grow into the woman that doesn't need a drink. That's what we do. It's not about the alcohol. How many times have we said that, eh? Well, there it is, gals. That's a Sanctuary Saturday. I hope you pulled something out of the hat there. There was a lot going on, but all of it came directly from my heart to yours with deep amounts of love, respect, and compassion. Never any judgment over here. If you're on the journey alone, I'm here. But I do hope for your own sake that you choose eventually to not to do it alone because there's no reason to. And there's so much joy to be had when you're on the path with others. And if you'd like a simple, soft, and non-intrusive way to get supported without putting both feet in the boat, you could just dip a toe. I have two options for you today. Did you know that 1 week from tomorrow, I'm doing a live event? It's a 7-day My Sober Summer challenge, we could call it. Sure, it's a challenge if it's your first 7 days, but more than a challenge, it's an opportunity for us to spend time together. 7 days, you, me, and other women just like you. More on that coming next week. But if you wanted to connect today, get your sacred mirror, babe. Have you heard me talk about this yet? This is a beautiful way to connect for those of you who feel a little bit uncomfortable getting too personal too soon. You go to a simple private form and answer 3 simple questions from me, and I return to you a voice note recorded just for you. Based on what you gave me. This is a reflection. It's called the Sacred Mirror, and I reflect back to you what I hear. And the women who are doing this, it's powerful. And I am really enjoying doing it. So maybe today's the day you grab your Sacred Mirror experience. There are two ways to connect without having to commit to anything. I'm here for you. See you on Monday. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.